I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Israel welcomed the UN's acceptance of President Trump's plan for Gaza, which includes a multinational stabilization force. The plan assigns this force to work alongside Israel, Egypt, and newly trained Palestinian police to secure the region and disarm Hamas. Underground Christians aren't waiting for stability to make disciples in Gaza. Mike with Global Catalytic Ministries says that although he can't discuss details for security purposes,
disciple makers go in and they are making disciples there. We're not just sending in like relief workers that are going to leave in a few weeks. We're looking for a movement of God, and we really want to make sure that Jesus is proclaimed on this strip of land, on his strip of land.
Pray for open and receptive hearts as disciple makers offer the hope of Christ in Gaza.
It's just very dark, and there's so much trauma and so much pain in that place of desperation is when he moves the most.
And Alawite refugees in Lebanon face many fears about the future, but the greatest concern is their children's education. Pierre Hosni from Horizons International says,
they don't want their kids to be a dropout generation that misses out on their future because of this crisis.
Under the rule of Bashar al-Assad and his father in Syria, the Alawite minority held power and enjoyed high-quality schooling. Today, many refugees have almost nothing and depend on aid. Some are questioning Islam. Desperate to secure their children's future, Alawite parents are turning to the ministry for help.
We have been begged by hundreds of Alawite parents to educate their children.
In North Lebanon, they opened a school for 50 kids, providing a full Christian education. So pray that as these children learn about the world, they'll also encounter their Creator. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe, the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terrence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.